Thank you for listening to Preaching the Word with Nathan Deitch.
Thank you again for joining me for the mysteries of God's Word. We will be examining the treaty with Abimelech that Abraham made. We'll be starting in Genesis chapter 21, verse 22. At that time, Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his army, said to Abraham, "God is with you in all that you do. Now, therefore, swear to me here by God that you will not deal falsely with me or with my descendants or with my posterity. But as I have dealt kindly with you, so you will deal with me and with the land where you have sojourned." And Abraham said, "I will swear." When Abraham reproved Abimelech about a well of water that Abimelech's servants had seized, Abimelech said, "I do not know who has done this thing. You did not tell me, and I've not heard of it until today." So Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech, and the two men made a covenant. Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock apart, and Abimelech said to Abraham, "What is the meaning of these 7 ewe lambs that you've set apart? These 7 ewe lambs you will take from my hand, that this may be a witness for me that I dug this well." As we dig into this text and look at this oath that Abraham is taking with Abimelech, let's remind ourselves who Abimelech is. Abimelech is the king of Gerar. He's the king of the Philistines. And his reign was for many years. 2 weeks ago, we learned he reigned during the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Here we see Abraham making a covenant with him. And later in Genesis, when Isaac is full grown, we will see Abimelech still the king of Gerar. Phicol is the commander of Abimelech's army, and he as well will remain the commander for many years, both during the lives of Abraham and Isaac. And as we saw in Genesis chapter 20, Abimelech came to have a fear or respect for Abraham's God. And Abimelech has a respect for Abraham as a prophet of God. Not because Abimelech follows the Lord God, but he has seen the power of Abraham's God, and he is genuinely afraid. So Abimelech is saying, "Swear to me here by God that you will not deal falsely with me." From the context of this discussion, Abimelech doesn't trust the business dealings of Abraham. And this really falls into the larger relationship that Abimelech has had with Abraham. Because about approximately 6 years prior, Abraham had lied to Abimelech about his relationship with Sarah. And that's when the Lord God had come to Abimelech in a dream and threatened his very life for taking a married woman. Abimelech reminds Abraham how he has dealt kindly with him. He's asking Abraham to swear to deal kindly with him, to deal honestly with him. And Abraham says, "I swear." Abraham assures Abimelech that he's not going to deceive him in this matter. Now, when Abraham swears to Abimelech, he also reproves Abimelech about a well that's been an issue. The Hebrew language implies that Abraham's been trying to talk with Abimelech several times over a well that he has dug, but Abimelech's servants had taken it over. It seemed that Abimelech was avoiding this conversation with Abraham. Competition over a working well was not an uncommon thing in the desert, which is why we will see this very well revisited again with Isaac in Genesis chapter 26. But we see that the two men agree, and the two men make a covenant. In verse 27, we see Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech. We also know that ancient customs included cutting animals in half and walking through them, which is probably also something that was done at this time between Abraham and Abimelech. And then Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock apart. The seven ewe lambs were a separate gift from the formal covenant of peace. And Abimelech asks Abraham, what's the meaning of these seven ewe lambs that he set apart? Abraham tells him that those seven ewe lambs are to be a witness to everyone that Abraham dug the well. Abimelech taking those seven ewe lambs publicly obligated him to acknowledge that Abraham had dug that well. Therefore, that place was called Beersheba, because there both of them swore an oath. Just a couple of notes on Beersheba. It's a town in the Negev that still exists today. Beersheba is often mentioned in Scripture as the southernmost part of the Israelite kingdom. It's located about 45 miles southwest of Jerusalem. Beersheba derives its name from the word Saba, which means to swear an oath. That phrase, to swear an oath, occurs three times in our text today. It is worth noting that the root word Saba is similar to seven, and some scholars believe Beersheba means the well of seven. However, we see in verse 31 that Scripture only gives reference to its name being called Beersheba because both of them swore an oath. So they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his army, rose up and returned to the land of the Philistines. And again, in verse 32, we see that Abimelech and Phicol are Philistines, and they're returning to the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned many days in the land of the Philistines. Abraham planting a tamarisk tree is to commemorate how the Lord had worked to bring peace between himself and Abimelech. Abraham is establishing a permanent oasis where he has water and shade in the promised land. Beersheba would mark one of Abraham's worship sites where he called on the Lord, the everlasting God. Thank you for joining me this week. Join me next week for an in-depth look at the sacrifice of Isaac. God bless you this week.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understandings.